Hello, everybody. I'm so excited you're joining me for the weekly word this week. Oh my goodness. We passed through Pentecost. We came through the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, which happened at the beginning of June. Yes, sundown on June 1st was the official time according to the Hebrew calendar, which is God's calendar. But the Christian calendar said June 8th would be the day of celebration for Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus and the time in which God called the disciples to go to the upper room and to receive the baptism by fire. They were to go to the upper room and tarry and wait, just like it was said in Exodus chapter 19, so many years before Jesus, in Moses' time, when God called the people to come to the mountain and to receive Torah, the Ten Commandments, fire came on the mountain, and they were blessed with knowing their identity. And so we have fully passed through those identity moments of June 2nd and 3rd and of June 8th. So there was a time of infilling, time of the supernatural, time of becoming one with God through the power of the Holy Spirit and being set apart, ones that were being sent out to go forth and to carry the gospel message. So this is an exciting time. It is also a time in which we're going to experience some warfare. Why? Warfare always comes to prove the promotion. The second feast on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Feast of Shavuot, the second major feast, is one of the most powerful times because it's a time where we recognize that we're the royal priesthood and the holy nation. And so it's a time where you've been asking, God, who am I? What gifts have you given me? You've received an activation of those gifts through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, through that infilling, the remembrance of that infilling. And now God's calling you and he's saying, listen, it's time to go forth in my vision and carry forth the gospel message. But listen, there is one that does not like us. Who is that? That is the enemy. That is Satan, and he comes to push us back, him and his minions. But guess what? Him pushing back is proof of your promotion. It's proof that you have a new mantle. See, when God came on Mount Sinai, and also when he came in the upper room, what he was doing is he was mantling the people with a brand new word, a brand new spoken identity over them, that you are my royal priesthood and my holy nation, and I am setting you up for where I'm sending you. So it's a setup for ascending. Come on, somebody help me in this place. It's an exciting time. But listen, there is warfare involved. I'm telling you right now, whenever God says, you are my people, you are royal, you are chosen, you are peculiar, you are treasured, you are set apart, you are consecrated, anointed, appointed, and sent out, there is always one that comes to challenge that. But let me just say hallelujah, because the challenge means indeed something spectacular has happened. A change has happened. You know, what I think is amazing too, even from a scientific standpoint, is right when Shavuot was taking place, according to the Hebrew calendar, there was a move in nature where the aurora borealis came down farther. Okay, that's like heavenly lights came down farther into the hemisphere than it normally does. There was a time of awakening. I mean, God was sending fire from heaven into the earth. I've seen an increase myself in signs, miracles, and wonders in my ministry alone, even in the last couple of days. Whew, I feel that fire right now. See, fire comes because we position ourselves to be seated in heavenly places. We position ourselves to come up higher. They had to come to the mountain and they had to come to the upper room. With that, they received fire. So see, we've got to come up and then God fills us to overflowing and then we go forth. So this is a powerful time of movement, but it's a powerful time of pushback. I'll even tell you that the enemy's coming to challenge your identity. And so you may have said, hey, hallelujah, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I feel like I'm on fire for the Lord. I've got an activation for new giftings. You know, I feel activated in my prophetic gifts, or activated in healing gifts, or I'm activated in my evangelistic gifts, or even financially, I'm feeling like there's going to be an overflow. My faith is high. Well, anytime the people of God say my faith is high and I'm ready to be sent out, there's an enemy that comes to push back. And so you're going to find that some are going to come to challenge who you are. There's going to be some darts of offense. There are going to be additional darts of accusation. See, they come before the promotion and they come after the promotion. The reason they come before the promotion is to set you up to receive the promotion. They come after the promotion to prove that you've been promoted. Come on. It's a proving time on either end. But indeed, it is real warfare. It's time for us as the people of God to stand and to press forward into the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for us. Now, I want to read some scripture to you here. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, because this is where we find from the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it's spoken in Exodus 19, but in the New Testament, it's spoken in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people born, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but who now have obtained mercy. It's very interesting because those scriptures are written right after 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. And basically, in this chapter, God's speaking about us as his chosen people, and Jesus is the chosen stone. So he says here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, he is a stone which the builders have rejected. He has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. What did I tell you? I said, once God speaks identity, we are going to get some that are going to be used of the enemy to come against you in offense, accusation. They're going to say and do some things that are going to cause you to feel like you're shaken to the core. When we are shaken by enemy attacks, one of the first things that happen is we lose our confidence. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. See, God just builds us up on the mountain. He tells us who we are. He gives us the Ten Commandments. He baptizes us with fire, with his dunamis power, with who he is. And then the enemy comes along and says, guess what? You're not who you say you are, because this person is saying this about you, or that person is saying that about you. And it shakes us to the core. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. You've had one of these attacks already, and you're going, oh my gosh, Lord, who am I? It makes us question again. We ask the same questions as right before Shavuot. We ask, or before Pentecost, we ask, who am I then? He tells us who we are. And then we ask it again afterwards, because we get accused or offenses come. And it's very hard to stand. But listen, do not let your confidence go by the wayside, but be confident and have faith and stand. In some of these cases, you may not even need to rebuttal. You just need to zip your lip, because see, God is going to defend you. He is going to come and fight the battle before you, because the accusations are coming against who he is. Remember, when he met the Israelites on Mount Sinai, they didn't know who they were. They were a people that were pulled out of a traumatic situation in Egypt by a God that they had been praying to for many years, who now had released them. But they had lost all confidence. They had lost all hope. They weren't sure who they were. And they needed to consecrate themselves, come before the mountain, and have God say, people, this is who you are, my royal priesthood and my holy nation. If you come into agreement with us, then at this point, you become my covenant people. When we enter covenant with God, it is Him that establishes us. Let me take you to another scripture, Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Now to Him who is able to establish you according to His gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith, to God alone, wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever and ever. So you are in covenant with God. Come on, you are a covenant member of His body, which means you are covered by the blood of Jesus. See, He put a mantle on you. It's royal. It's full of splendor and majesty. And He covered you with His blood, and He called you a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Listen, that devil is not liking a word spoken over your life right now. Then God spoke over your life and says, guess what? I call you a prophet. I call you a pastor. I call you a healer. I call you one that will finance a kingdom. I call you one that will have dreams and visions. I call you one that will stand in my name. I call you one that has a governmental anointing. I call you one that has been sent out on the mission field. Come on, God is calling you at this point, and that enemy is saying, nah, you can't go. You can't do it because you don't even know who you are. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. It's time to stand up in who we are. Listen, we're a royal priesthood and a holy nation, whether it's in Exodus or whether it's in Acts chapter 2 or 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. And our covenant-keeping God will establish us. Establish us means He will make us secure. He will make us sound. But we have to hold on with our faith. So listen, you're going to be challenged this week. And in the warfare, you need to ask the question, Lord, do I need to defend myself or do I need to zip my lip? Come on, right now. See, some of you are going to try and figure out how to defend yourself. Some of this is not about defending you. Some of this is about God's going to go before you, and He is going to defend you because He has indeed promoted you. He has mantled you with a new mantle for a new season. He's given you new assignments, right? We're called to go ye therefore into the world and baptizing all of them in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're called to go ye therefore. And what we freely receive, we're called to freely give. We're called to pray for the lame, and the deaf may hear, the blind may see, the dead may raise. Come on, that's who we are as the people of God. The devil doesn't like you today. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, the devil doesn't like me today. Why doesn't he like you? Because you're raising up. See, that dart's coming at you, that enemy dart right there, and you're going to go like this. You're going to do like, no. You cannot take my land right now because I know who I am and I've been mantled with majesty and splendor. Come on, this is a covenant mantle that God has put on you, and for sure it's going to be challenged. I just want to raise you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to pray for you. I feel the power and presence of the Lord right now. See, God is activating something, and I just want to release to you right now, heaven come upon you. Father, I praise you and I thank you for my friend who's watching right now. I thank you for the power from on high that is covering them right now. I thank you, Lord, that you called them forth. God, I ask you to give them wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding. Lord, bring the seven spirits of the Lord, the counsel and might of God before them, Lord, that they might be able to assess and understand when the attack comes against them. Shall they defend themselves even with the word, or shall they sit back just as you did, just as you were quiet, just as Paul, it is spoken over us that we are a sheep to be slaughtered. It has been spoken of us. Shall we remain silent and allow you to fight this battle, or shall we defend ourselves? Listen, either way, it doesn't matter. Defend or keep your mouth quiet. Just obey. Do whichever one God says, and He will defend you. He is your righteousness. He goes before you. He's the one that's going to take care of this issue. But guess what? You're going to come out of this knowing you've indeed been promoted, and you have a new mantle and a mantle assignment. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for that baptism by fire, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for heaven coming forth and activating the spiritual gifts that we've been given. I thank you that though we pass through the remembrance of Pentecost, the fire is still there. I thank you, Father. Let that fire continue. Let us infill ourselves every day, speaking in tongues and other tongues as we get filled up to overflowing so that God can position us to go out. I feel the fire right now, Father. I praise you and I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for this impartation, activation going forth for the people of God. I thank you, Father. I thank you for electricity and fire. I see God healing somebody's back right now, right in your upper back area. You've had a pain between your shoulder blades right now. Be released in the name of Jesus. Father, I praise you and I thank you. And I'm sending angels to you right now in order to bring healing to you and to bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I praise you and I thank you. Somebody's got hips. Their hips are hurting right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand up and just move your legs. Come on. That pain is going to be released right now off of your hips. They're hurting the front of your hips and the back of your hips right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. We just say fire, fire. I send the fire angels to touch you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say release right now in Jesus' name. Anybody going through headaches right now, if you're going through headaches, Lord, I praise you and I thank you, Lord. I thank you for peace and calm coming before those, Lord, that may be experiencing headaches right now in the name of Jesus. In the front, right here between the eyes, I say release right now. In Jesus' name, even your ears quicken right now. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. We praise you and we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I also see in the spirit, somebody's getting ready to sign a new contract. There's a contract that's getting ready to come to you. And it was even as a contract for a house. And so, listen, the Lord would say to you, I've given you enough. Step out in faith and sign that contract and let's get moving on that house. Come on, right there. That's a word for somebody right now. Listen, our territories were expanded. Your boundaries are expanded during this time. The Feast of Shavuot and Pentecost expand our boundaries. You're being sent out farther than you have before in the name of Yeshua. I hear the Lord say, take some risks. Some of you got to take some risks. You got to step up to the plate and take some risks in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, do not let your confidence go by the wayside. But see, God will not shrink back from those that live by faith. Come on, we are called the righteous ones that live by faith. Just get a faith activation right now. Lord, I thank you, Father, for living in a realm of faith. Let faith not be a moment. Let it be a lifestyle right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a greater revelation of the ascension realms, raising up, being up, 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 come up higher, God says, in the name of Yeshua, and remain here with me, seated in these heavenly places. Come on. Now listen, I want to encourage you right now. I have a Ascend class. I'd love to invite you to join me on Thursday, the 19th of June. Come online. It's free. Come on. It's free. You get to come and learn a little bit about the Hebrew calendar, also about the ascension realms, living in the realms of the ascension, and you get to meet other people. There's people from all over the world that come online. And so all you got to do is just click that button below, sign up. It's free. We're going to get you the Zoom link, and then you can come on. Oh, glory. I feel that fire of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Then I also want to encourage you, if you don't already have yet a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you want to get one. Come on, get it today. Because listen, you want to go and be ready for the next feast that's coming. All right. See, we have passed through the Feast of Pentecost, but now get ready for the Feast of Sukkot or Tabernacles, which is going to happen in October timeframe. We've entered into the third month, the month of Sivan. Of course, we have moved within the first week of that. But there's another month that comes after that. That's the month of Tammuz, then the month of Av, then the month of Elul, before you hit the month of Tishri, where the next feast is. This will give you a prophetic revelation for every day. You can get it on my website. Come on, I want to send this to you right away. I need you to get you up to par with God's calendar. It's the Hebrew calendar. Come on, we can celebrate the Christian holidays, but it's a man-made calendar. It's a solar calendar. This is a lunar calendar. It's based on the moon and when the feasts are. Come on, I'm getting excited right now in Jesus' name. All right, last thing is maybe you're ready for the next levels of not only growing yourself in the process of soul transformation, but you want to be a good discipler and you want to help others be a good discipler. Listen, we are running classes to equip you. We want to equip you, want to train you. We'd love for you to be a ministry affiliate with Dream Enters International, but you need to go through some of the school. So we are enrolling now in our Soul Transformation class and our Dream Mentors 101. We're going to teach you all about what motivates you in humanity. What is the temptation that the enemy comes for all the time? These are set, tested, and tried teachings for years. My husband and I have been doing this for over 25 years. And so this is a great way for you to come and be involved in our classes. We have amazing coaches. We're going to get you credentialed as a coach, and then we're going to send you out to be all that God has called you to be. So make sure you sign up today. Go to dreammentors.org. We'll get you some information. We'll get you in our classes, and then you can have a kingdom coaching business. Come on. This is an exciting time. All right, listen, you're blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. And you are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. I'll see you next week for the weekly word. Make sure you share this with a friend. And hey, like my YouTube channel. That would so bless me in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. We will see you next week. Be blessed.